We are dream chasers.
And if you're motivated by the fear of being average,
then welcome home.
This is the Plan of Action Podcast.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Cody.
And I'm Abby.
And you are listening to the very first episode of the Plan of Action Podcast.
I cannot believe we are actually doing this right now. Kind of weird.
It is. It's very weird.
So this has been, a year in the making? We have put this off and put this off. And not because we didn't have the time or the money to start it. We have just been moving and grooving with life, I guess, and just really haven't put as much effort into it as I think we should have.
Yeah, I think we were definitely making a lot of excuses, almost out of fear of stepping into the unknown. And now that I see that, you know, we're actually making a podcast right now, with that being said, we are by no means professional podcasters. No. We're just a dude and his hot wife sitting here drinking a beer. And
So I was going to ask, what are you drinking?
I'm definitely drinking the most American beer there is, which is Yingling.
Yingling or Yingling Light.
Yingling full-bodied lager.
I'm having Angry Orchard hard cider, and I'm kind of salty about this one because Cody went to the store yesterday and didn't get the green apple kind, but he decided he wanted to get the less sweet version of Angry Orchard.
It's called Unfiltered.
Yeah, it's disgusting. That's all we have in the fridge.
Pretty gross, so.
And I am not a White Claw connoisseur. That's not my thing. I like beer, but this just happens to be a gross beer. So I'm good with it.
It's not very good. Speaking of unfiltered, like I said earlier, you know, we're really not professional podcasters. We don't really know what we're doing. Right at this moment, we're just kind of talking, and we're gonna make this work, and we're gonna film this all in one shoot. So if you hear our dogs doing zoomies in the background across the wooden floor, just pretend it never happened. Because here in 5 years, we're gonna be looking back at this very first podcast when we've got a solid grasp on how to do this, and we're gonna laugh at how amateur this was.
Yeah. So, and speaking of this being new, I think we should give a little background to all of our listeners. Who we are and what we do and why we decided to even start the podcast to begin with. Do you want to go first? Because I know you have a lot to say. You always have a lot to say.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You go ahead.
All right. So I guess I will start with my background, because I guess if you've been listening for the first 3 minutes of this podcast, you probably are wondering who the heck I am. So my name is Cody with a K, K-O-D-Y. Taylor. So I'm going to be 28 years old next month. I'm getting on up there, I know. I was born in Fayetteville, Arkansas. For those of you that don't know Fayetteville, Arkansas, it is Northwest Arkansas. It is the second largest city next to the capital, which is Little Rock. And we really are not very country up there. You know, there's a lot of country folk out there. But if you realize I don't go around talking like this all the time, which if you do, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's not me. Up in Fayetteville, it's a big city. We have, you know, Walmart corporate headquarters, a couple cities north, the university's up there. So Arkansas, the natural state, is a very beautiful area. I took Abby to see Arkansas for the first time.
It's gorgeous.
She absolutely fell in love.
I never knew, before I went to Arkansas, I never knew how beautiful was. I really didn't know much about Arkansas at all until I went there, and it's a sight to see, that is for sure. So
absolutely, all the hiking, fishing, everything you have there.
Yep.
So for those of you that don't know, of course we're dual military. I joined in 2010 right out of high school, and next month will be 10 years of service for me in the Army Reserves. And currently I'm in the AGR program, which, if anyone doesn't know what AGR is, that's essentially full-time for the reserves. So I'm essentially an active duty soldier who works full-time for the Army Reserves. I've been doing that for a couple years now. Prior to that, I spent about 3 years as a drill sergeant on active duty orders, which took me from Fort Sill to Fort Leonard Wood. And there's plenty of stories I can tell you about that. Stay tuned, and I will. Current occupation, we live in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and I work for a brigade right now as a training NCO. My free time outside of work, we're big on chasing goals. You could say, like, when we said on the first, the start of the podcast, we said we're dream chasers, and we weren't lying when we said that. We're always looking for ways to better ourselves, and more importantly, I know it goes for me. I know Abby's the same way. I really feel like I'm fulfilling my goals and my dreams when I'm helping others achieve theirs, and that's something that's come back at me time and time again, and that's something that I really find myself truly at my happiest when I'm helping others achieve their goals and achieve their dreams. I'm a nerd. I'm not going to lie. I like anime, which I like to call that my geek streak. I like anime and I like video games and I like to read. I like Stoic philosophy recently with Marcus Aurelius and Ryan Holiday and all those. We'll have some podcasts about that later on down the road as well. I'm currently a college student at Southern New Hampshire University. I have a really, really, really boring major, which is criminal justice, which I'm going to be switching in the near future. Fitness plays a huge part in my life as well. I'm actually a National Academy of Sports Medicine certified personal trainer. It's an NASM certified personal trainer. I used to have a company a few years ago before I was a drill sergeant, or actually as I was becoming a drill sergeant, called Hostile Fitness. And a lot of you guys that are going to be following this podcast are following me over from Hostile Fitness. And that's another thing that this that we're going to be bringing back in the near future as well. And I think for the most basic information about me, I think that's going to do it for now. So Abby, I'm going to go ahead and pass the torch on to you, babe.
All right. Well, I'm not as interesting as Cody is, but I'm going to try. So I grew up in Jackson, Michigan. That's my hometown. Lived there pretty much my whole life up until I met Cody. I met Cody back in, 2018, December. And we went pretty quickly. Moved in about 2 months after that with each other. We moved to Atlanta. But, well, first of all, let me talk about how we met. So I joined the military October of 2016 as an aviation operations specialist. And pretty much it was, what would you say? We weren't in the same platoon, but we were in the same company. And that's sort of kind of how I got my idea of who Cody was. But up until 2018, it was basic training. And help me describe this, because I'm trying to describe it for them.
So for any of you military personnel out here that's like, hold up. So let me get one thing straight. I was a drill sergeant at the same time Abby was a private.
Yes.
We had, well, I would say because I was a drill sergeant in a near vicinity of her, I had a lasting impression on her. She kind of knew who I was. I had no idea who she was. I've been through probably about 2,500 soldiers.
Yeah. And the encounters we did have were like pass you in the hall type of encounters. So later on down the road, like 3 years down the road, I see this guy on Facebook, right? And I'm like, okay, like he's cute. I'll send him a friend request. So I start liking all his pictures because I'm like, okay, well, who wouldn't like all his pictures? He's hot as all get out. So I start liking all his pictures, right? And I was hoping, okay, would you get the hint? And it took him probably about a day before he realized, like, okay, maybe I should message her and see what she's up to.
I just slid right in those DMs.
Oh, yeah. From then on, it was history. So it was pretty much that.
It was actually later on that I realized that we were at Fort Leonard Wood at the same time together on top of that.
Yeah, so we had pretty much, you know, it was kind of weird because we had met each other multiple times and didn't even realize, like, this was going to be my husband someday or this was going to be my wife someday. And I vividly remember he was a combatives instructor and I was going through my training and everything and he was outside doing some courses and whatnot. And we had come out for our class because, you know, the classes would switch and they would do the, he would train each course. And so when the classes switched, I came out there and I remember him talking to me and I just remember thinking, oh my God, whoever is dating this guy right now is the luckiest girl in the world. But I didn't even remember that until I had already met him like 4 years later. So that's pretty much the story of how we met. But we had been, we're, like he said, we're dream chasers and we really wanted this podcast to be, you know, something that is relatable for a lot of people. Even though we're a military couple, we're very much relatable in every aspect of life. We may go through different experiences than what everyone else does, but we want to show you guys that we're open and we're honest and we want to be able to share all of our experiences with you, you know, through just being a military couple, doing military couple for all of our, you know, military peeps listening out there. And also, you know, we want to just persevere you to chase your dreams. You know, don't hold back on anything. What are you laughing at?
You said persevere you.
I said persevere.
You said persevere you.
Whatever. This is what I deal with on a daily basis. Okay. But anyways, I'm going to talk about our dogs for a second because our dogs seem to be the star of the show for everything. So we have two little wiener dogs. Our first one, he's my little Dapple Jr. His name is Abraham Lincoln. And I know it's a weird name. His nickname is Bam, but we're our history nerds. And we kind of just named both of our dogs after presidents. So we have Abraham Lincoln. And then we have our little pint size, and he is Tanklin Roosevelt. We call him Tank, obviously. We also call him Chunklin because he's a big chunk. But they're the sweetest dogs. You can look on our Instagrams, see pictures of them. But they always seem to be the star of this show, so felt like we needed to highlight them for a second.
Which you forgot to mention because you were talking about how we're history nerds. Abby is actually a history major.
Yes. Yeah, so I go to SNHU, Southern New Hampshire University, and I major in world history. I don't know what I'm going to do with that degree yet, but I love it. I love history. I love everything about it, and I'm excited to see where it takes me. I know Cody is a philosopher, or wants to be, aspires to be a philosopher.
Absolutely, and we're going to have plenty of podcasts on philosophy. I know what you guys are thinking. You're like, oh, but philosophy is so boring. It's going to be okay. Do not worry. I sound like a teacher right now when I say I'm going to make philosophy fun, but I think philosophy gets a bad rap because the majority of philosophy is talking about things that go completely over people's heads. That same type of philosophy, I don't really, you know, it's boring to me as well. However, there's a specific type of philosophy that I really like to immerse myself in called Stoic philosophy or Stoicism. And like I said, we'll talk about that stuff later on. And
so I think we should get into like what our plans are for this podcast for our listeners, because I want them to have an idea of, you know, the episodes, the content, what we want to bring you. We are working on our website right now, so that should be up here in the next week for y'all. We'll give you post the URL on our page, on our Facebook page, of course, Plan of Action Podcast. That's our pretty much our domain for everything. But I think what we're going to do is keep it, you know, Saturdays, it'll be Cody and I, and we'll kind of just share dual military couple advice, how our week's been, how our marriage is going, any, you know, goals or ambitions of ours or anything that's changed throughout the week or anything that we can help you guys with further understand But also, I personally would like to take Wednesday to do a Woman Warrior Wednesday. And for me, I would just kind of like to highlight all of our women warriors and any branch of the military. And I would like to get a couple people on here that are personal friends of mine that I think are amazing, awesome, incredible women. And I want to highlight their story and what they've been through. Truly inspirational people. And also, I would like to talk about, you know, we're obviously trying to have a baby right now. And that's been a journey in itself. And I think it's something that would be really relatable. So I would also like to talk about that. But I know Cody's got quite a few ideas for his podcast. He was having a hard time adapting to a podcast for the two of us. So I think he'll have a lot more manly stuff, so to speak, on his, if you want to explain.
So I'll just take this from you, babe, real quick. So I'm going to be honest. I've been thinking about having a podcast for years. Never in my life did I think that I would be sitting down and having a podcast with my wife. I always wanted to call this podcast the Plan of Action Podcast. For those of you that are in the military, you know what a plan of action is. That means there is something that is wrong, typically in the form of a counseling. So all my Article 15 Rangers out there that have a story to tell when you're old, you guys all know what a plan of action is. Cheers to you guys, by the way.
Inside military joke right there.
So plan of action means there is something wrong. And you have got to develop a plan of action to figure out how you are going to get over this obstacle. So I'm going to go Confucius says on you guys really quick and say that life, as I'm sure all of you guys know, is full of obstacles and full of deficiencies. So the primary objective of the Plan of Action podcast is not for us just to make this big social media following and stroke our egos or really anything for us. That's not really why we're doing this. We're doing this because we both get joy and we have fulfilled lives out of helping others get to our level. And it's not saying that, you know, I'm reaching over a cliff and pulling you up to my level because I'm better than you. We're both coming at this from an angle of humility. You know, we both mess up all the time. We're not perfect. And we are never on this podcast going to try to act perfect. Like even from the get-go when I told you, we're filming this whole thing one way, like one time through. And I still feel we're at 17 minutes and 33 seconds. And I still feel like I'm going to get to the 30-minute mark or something. And I'm going to mess up and you know, something's going to happen. I'm going to be mad and refilm or something like that. I don't know. We're just going to go the whole way through.
We want to keep it as raw as possible for you guys. That's our main goal. We don't want our audience to ever feel like we're not staying true. One, staying true to ourselves, and two, staying true to you guys. That's never what we want to bring to you. And we always just want to bring real, raw truth to you guys.
Exactly. And how often do you guys have the ability to listen to a drill sergeant speak at a normal tone of voice? Yeah, not very often. So I wrote down this really cool little thing. It's like a cool little objective. It says, the objective of this podcast is to prepare you to be physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually present in your life. But what does that really mean? Well, if you think of obstacles that you currently have in each and every one of your lives, this isn't just for men, this isn't just for women, this isn't specifically for military. Think of one thing in your life that you would be better at if you were even just a little bit more physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually present in your life. And that's exactly what we are here to do. Week after week. And again, this is not a position of us over you or well, maybe a little bit of mentoring, but this isn't a position of we're your teacher and we're here to teach you everything under the sun. We're here to strengthen ourselves and become more present in our lives, just like you guys are.
Yeah. And while we guide you, this is us learning as we go as well. This is not in any way, shape, or form us. I mean, yes, we're mentoring you, but we're learning as we go too. And this is the whole point of this podcast, is to guide you all through any troubles, issues, anything you may be having in your life, whether it's financial stress, anything. We want to be here to be this outlet, to remind you, like when you're driving to work on a Monday and you're upset, we want to give you that motivation to get through that Monday, and then to get through that Tuesday, and then to get through that Wednesday, and so on, because that's what it's all about. It's life's not easy. It's about the grind, and anybody can tell you that. And this podcast is really just to keep you motivated, to keep that in the back of your mind that nothing is ever going to be handed to you in life. And it takes a lot of work and a lot of self-discipline to get there.
Absolutely. And we cannot do it alone. First and foremost, we need your help. And when I say we need your help, we need you to take charge of your life and get it to where you want to be. At the end of our podcast, you should be motivated enough to overcome the fear that is in your life, that obstacle that is stopping you from achieving greatness. And it is our job at the end of every single podcast to motivate you to overcome that, to achieve that goal. Even if it's one single step in the right direction, that's more than we could ask for. So most importantly, we need your help. You have to take action. That's why this podcast is called Plan of Action. And also, we don't know everything under the sun. We're going to have a plethora of guest speakers who we don't know yet, because again, this is our very first episode. I think it would be a really cool idea, something that maybe a lot of other podcasts don't really do that often. They're always bringing in all these famous people and stuff like that. Some of that would be pretty cool too. But I want to bring on listeners, people who listen to our podcast. And I want you guys to come on and to tell us your story and about things you're doing to overcome those little hurdles every single day, because I think that's what it is all about. It's all about you guys. With that note, we want our podcast to be a place of relatability. Like Abby was saying earlier, at no point in time do we want you guys to put us up on this pedestal. You know, we're just normal people, just like you guys.
Normal people doing normal things, trying to make the world a little bit better as we go, you know. And we want to give you resources as well. I know Cody and I are planning on highlighting books that we've been reading as well that have really changed our life. One book in particular is Make Your Bed by Admiral William H. McRaven. I used to read that book every single night before I went to bed. And I still do. I still take a look at it, even though I pretty much have it saved in my brain word for word. But there are so many resources out there, including this podcast. And we just want to be that outlet. We want to help you guys get there. We want to help you guys get to your dreams and your goals and your ambitions. How little or how big those may be, they all count. So
they really do. And like Abby said, you know, we intend on sharing personal experiences and lessons that we bring to the table from the military, being college students, being married, our time in the workforce, because, you know, she's National Guard. I'm reserves. I wasn't always full time. She didn't always work full time and things like that, because her civilian position is with the military as well. There's a lot of things that we bring to the table that could help others out. And this is just the platform that we've decided that we can get our message out to help those who need it. Where are we at? 24 minutes. So we're doing this awesome web browser right now. And on this web browser, it's called Anchor. And apparently we only have 30 minutes to record. So that's something we're going to look at in the near future. And we are almost at 25 minutes. So one thing I'd like to say for the guys, not that women aren't welcome to, but for the guys, Abby took our Warrior Wednesday and called it Woman Warrior Wednesday. So I think we're going to have to take Mondays for our man talks, our man-to-man talks, to talk about manly things. And I'm going to call it Manly Mondays. Not really, but Masculine Mondays.
Okay, I don't know what we'll talk about. Bigger and better things on Wednesdays.
Bigger and better things. Is that a sexual joke?
No. You just made it a sexual joke. God. Every single day.
I think that pretty much wraps up who we are and kind of what we're about and what the podcast is going to be generally targeted towards.
Yeah. When we get into these podcasts, guys, they're going to be a lot longer than what we have today. This was just, like we said, our introductory show. We just wanted to give you a brief description of what we plan on doing with this podcast, and hopefully you guys will stick around. And thank y'all for listening so much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and absolutely. I'm going to be surprised if anyone actually hung around long enough to listen to us talk for 25, 26 minutes. But if you did, I guess you're in the right place because, you have the ability to listen to us talk and ramble on for 26 minutes.
Yeah.
So if you can listen to us talk and ramble for 26 minutes, then I guarantee you, if you listen to the next 26 minutes on our next podcast, you'll learn a thing or two.
Definitely. Yeah. So make sure you stay tuned for our next episode. Like I said, Cody's going to be doing his manly talks on Monday, and I'll be doing my Women Warrior Wednesdays. And then on Saturdays, we'll have our get together for the both of us. Do you want to give them your Instagram and Facebook handles?
Absolutely. So you guys are more than welcome to follow me on Instagram at Sake, S-A-K-E, of, O-F, Motion, M-O-T-I-O-N. That is Sake of Motion. No spaces, no underscores, no dots, literally just at Sake of Motion. And on Facebook, if you would like to add me on Facebook, my name on Facebook is Kilo, K-I-L-O, last name Taylor. I changed the name to Kilo when I was a drill sergeant, so all the privates could not find me, and I just kind of left it as is.
Yeah. So you can find me pretty much on every outlet just under Abigail Taylor. My Instagram is going to be at Magner, M-A-G-N-E-R, underscore 1001. You can also find our podcast Instagram on there as well, just Plan of Action Podcast. And you can also find that on Facebook, just Plan of Action Podcast. Pretty much self-explanatory. We do have Twitter as well. I don't know how often we're going to be on Twitter because we do a lot of our social media stuff strictly Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, we'll get around to it a little bit. We're going to have to start making time because, like I said, we both work full time. We go to college full time. We got to make time for the gym when we get home. We're going to have to get into the rhythm of using Facebook for more than just talking to friends and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank y'all so much for listening, and we'll see you the next episode.
Absolutely. Everyone take care, and thank you for listening.
Bye, guys.
See ya.